And he was never one to spread gossip or talk badly about other monks or about the other sects or about his own. So I mean, it was this kind of samavaja he had, this kind of ability to, he could be quite outrageous and even vulgar, and but his speech really was never got into ridicule or spreading gossip or rumors about others. So this also one knew was a part of the trusting relationship he built, how he could make fun of us. But it was all right because there was no malice behind it. You know, it wasn't, one felt it was never malicious or mean. He was never trying to harm or hurt us. It was always this awakening sense of making us look at what we're doing, look at ourselves, look at the here and now.